Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is World Sauntering Day, so if you like to saunter around, saunter? I have this thing where I really pronounce my T's, like really fully, and I feel like saunter, that T sounds so like sharp, but saunter is not right either. Saunter, I guess people really say saunter. I'm just, it's one of those times where you say a word and you think, oh, is this right? I don't know if it's right. It's also National Watch Day. It's National Free BSD Day, which I believe is a distribution of Linux. I could be wrong about that, but I think it is. It is also Juneteenth. And I try to be as open and honest as possible with you guys. So on the Gay Mix the other week, I don't think it was the most recent recording, but maybe a couple of recordings ago, something was brought up about Juneteenth. And I said, what is Juneteenth? And I feel like such a racist. I mean, I'm not saying how do you, like, Becca, as a white man, you know, I'm not going to say the thing that I've said before. I love all people. And everyone, I feel like, wants to portray me as, right, I don't know. I'm digging a hole. But I want to educate myself, because I honestly had forgotten or didn't remember what they... I know that there was, you know, Joe Biden made this thing a federal holiday, and but for whatever reason, I just didn't remember. I feel horrible, but I want to read, because of that, I want to read what is this? What is it celebrating? What is it in, you know, commemoration of? And Juneteenth, short for June 19th, is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Now, I remember that now that I'm reading it, but... I did, when we talked about it on the mix, I was like, what is that? it might have been on the most recent one, because I don't know. Anyway, regardless, it marks the day, June 19th, 1865, when Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, and announced the end of the Civil War and the freedom of all enslaved people. This was more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln had issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st. It's also known as Emancipation Day, Freedom Day, and Jubilee Day. It is celebrated with various events such as parades, cultural festivals, family gatherings, and educational activities that honor African American history and culture. The holiday became a federal holiday in the United States on June 17th, 2021, when President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law. But anyway, I wanted to educate myself. And I'm sure all of my listeners knew exactly what it was when I mentioned it. But I wanted to take time to honor that day and read the definition and let you guys know and also inform myself. So there you go. It's interesting because NYT Cooking is doing they're doing recipes to celebrate Juneteenth. And I was looking, we recorded Throwing Down earlier, and I was looking for recipes for Throwing Down, because I think it's my turn to pick a recipe. It's been a few weeks since we recorded, and I can't remember whether the last recipe was mine or Joe's. I think it was Joe's. But one of the recipes that they recommended, and I don't think this is necessarily a traditional African American dish, But it could be. Who knows? It's a garlicky chicken sandwich with red cabbage slaw. I'm sure there's some. It sounds so good though. I'm definitely bringing it up. They cook 20 cloves of this recipe. You cook 20 cloves of garlic to the point that they're spreadable, and you toast your buns and you cook chicken thighs in the oil that the garlic was cooked in. So they're really garlicky tasting. I love garlic. Then you spread the garlic cloves on the bread. Now, I don't know if Mark would like that because he doesn't like to have that aftertaste of garlic left in his mouth. I love it. I love garlic so much. So anyway, again, I don't get the feeling that that's a traditional African-American dish. Maybe someone's going to correct me, but NYT Cooking is advertising that as a Juneteenth recipe. I'm not really sure why. Okay, well, we do have some more text messages, so let's go there. We have one more because I forgot to, the one we recorded, or we talked about yesterday, I didn't mark as read, so we have one more. Gary in Portland says, when I was in Montreal, I read the McDonald's menu in French out loud. The employees laughed at my text in French. I can only imagine. You guys, if you have never heard Gary talk. Now, I know for those of you who are not Southern, my accent probably sounds very Southern. I hear myself all the time. I don't really know. I grew up in the South, but I assume. And Joe Batance likes to make fun of my Southern accent or to mimic my Southern accent. And so I can only assume that I do have a Southern accent. But you have not heard a Southern accent until you hear Gary in Portland. He sings, we love it. He sings happy birthday to people when it's their birthday. And it's happy birthday to you. I mean, it's very Southern. So I can only imagine him speaking French. I can only imagine. Gary, I would have chuckled as well, probably. Even though I'm also Southern and I also have a Southern accent. But Gary, your Southern accent takes the cake of Southern accents. I wouldn't want to be in a Southern accent contest with you, because you would clearly win. Thanks for texting. By the way, all of you lovely listeners out there can also text 479-221-9393. You can also leave a voicemail at the very same number. But if you're too shy to call, I love any kind of contact I can get. So you can do that. All right, so we had talked about Saturday. We had talked about the weekend. First of all, I just want to mention I had the worst day at work. And it was the last hour of work. It was the last hour of work. I almost quit. I had a meeting with my boss. There was some criticism leveled at me. I do not do well with criticism. It makes me feel like I'm a loser. Like, the tiniest little criticism, and I feel like I'm the biggest. It makes me want to go somewhere. I don't know. And my boss likes me. She thinks I'm good at my job for the most part. She thinks I have a lot of potential to even be better at my job. But man, I get some criticism, and I already don't love my job. Like, I hate my job. I don't like saying that because I feel like, and I talked about this on Throwing Down, but I feel like I am not in a position to complain about my job. I make good money. Mark and I are able to live a lifestyle there are a lot of people out there that cannot. There are people out there that are struggling to make ends meet and working jobs that they absolutely loathe. And I feel bad complaining about it, but at the same time, it's true. I just don't. I would rather there are a lot of things I would rather be doing. And I think, well, that's dumb. Here I am complaining. I mean, if I hate it that bad, why don't I just quit? But then I would have to go out and find another job, and I crave stability in life. And I have stability even though I'm miserable doing what I currently do. So anyway, I had a bad day, but it's fine. I'll get over it. So Sunday was Father's Day, and I just did not have any bandwidth. Let's use a corporate term. I didn't have the bandwidth to plan anything for my stepfather. I did buy a Father's Day card, and I decided I was going to buy football tickets for Arkansas Razorback for him, but I wanted to talk to him about what dates he was available and if there were any particular games he's interested in going to. So, but Mom invited us over for dinner. I'm trying to stay on my diet, and so I just took a salad with me, and they ordered pizza. I had one piece of pizza and salad, and that was it. It was good. We played cards, and I gave him the Father's Day card, and we had a chat, and it was a good evening. I don't really like doing things on Sunday evenings because the next day is work, but at least, you know, it was no, there was no drama. Nobody said anything stupid. There wasn't, Fox News was not on. Sometimes when I go to my parents, Fox News is on, and that is not a nice experience. But yeah, it went well, and I still have to buy the football tickets now, though, which are not cheap. I can only find them on reseller sites, and they are not cheap. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email or call. No, you can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text at 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.